Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. We have an exciting story that we are continuing. Do you remember what happened last time about Zacchaeus and how he had heard John the Baptist on the Jordan riverbanks and he realized that Jesus was calling him? He felt the Holy Spirit tell him that what he had been doing was wrong. Because remember, Zacchaeus was a tax collector, and many tax collectors would steal and take money that wasn't theirs. Well, we are going to dive right into our story, but before we do, let's pray and ask Jesus to be with us. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you will open our eyes and our understanding. Help us as we read from your word to understand, and that we will be able to apply these stories and these principles that you are trying to teach us in the Bible to apply it to our lives. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Zacchaeus the tax collector knew that he was a sinner, but he was truly sorry for the wrong he had done by cheating people. When he heard one day that Jesus was going through Jericho, he wanted to see him, but the streets of the busy city were more crowded than usual that day. There were more people in the city than usual because there was a special feast in Jerusalem, and many of these people were on their way to the feast. When they were heard that Jesus was going through the city of Jericho, they wanted to see him. So they flocked to the streets. Now remember, the streets are not wide like our big streets are. No, they were very narrow. And so all these people just filled the streets. They wanted to see Jesus. Let's read Luke chapter 19, verse 3. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Once you find Luke, then we're going to find chapter 19. It might just be a heading that says chapter 19. It might be a big number. In my Bible, my chapters have big numbers. Once you find chapter 19, then you're going to find verse 3. If you need more time, that's okay. Just pause this recording and turn to Luke chapter 19, verse 3. Here's what Luke chapter 19, verse 3 says.
And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature.
Zacchaeus could not see. The crowd of people were so thick that he couldn't see over their heads. And it also says that he had a short stature. Do you know what that means? It means he was not a tall person, he was a short person. I don't know about you, but being a kid is sometimes kind of annoying because you're short, and if there's a big crowd of people, it's hard to see over them. Have you ever had your mom or your dad or maybe a grandpa lift you up on their shoulders so you can see over the crowd? It's nice to be tall sometimes, isn't it? Then you can see more things. But poor Zacchaeus, he was short. What could he do? Then Zacchaeus had an idea. Remember, he lives in this town. He knows this town. And he remembered that there was a tree that had branches that spread out over the road. So he ran ahead of the crowd to that tree. Soon he was sitting on one of its branches where he could see Jesus as the crowd passed by underneath. Have you ever climbed a tree? I have, and it's lots of fun, especially if it's a big tree with big branches. You can climb up way up high, can't you? Do adults climb trees, or do kids usually climb trees? Kids usually climb trees, don't they? Yeah, you don't see adults climbing trees very often. I don't even know that Zacchaeus was embarrassed that he was climbing a tree. I think he was so excited to see Jesus that he was just eager and he didn't care what other people thought. He wanted to see Jesus' face. Look at verse 4. The Bible tells us exactly what he did.
So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way.
As Jesus walked along, he heard people shouting to welcome him. Jesus! 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 He heard loud complaints of the priests and the rabbis. Can you believe he's doing this? No, I can't believe it either. You know, you would think that he would have more nerve. Oh, look at this crowd. Oh, stop bumping me, people. Can you just hear the priests and the Pharisees? Yes. But Jesus also knew the longing of Zacchaeus' heart. In all that crowd of people, Jesus knew that Zacchaeus wanted to see him. Suddenly, Jesus stopped, and so did the crowd. He was right under the tree where Zacchaeus was watching, and he looked up at Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus looked down into the face of Jesus. Everyone became as they all listened to Jesus speak. What did he say? Look at Luke chapter 19, verse 5, and you can read what Jesus said.
And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house.
Does Jesus know our deepest desires? Does he know the longing of our hearts? He does. It doesn't matter how many people are around us. If our hearts cry out to Jesus, he will hear. He will be there for us, just like he was for Zacchaeus. Aren't you glad? Let's pray and let's thank him. Dear Jesus, we are so thankful that you hear our heart's desires, that you can hear us in the middle of a noisy crowd. You still hear us, even if we don't speak a word, but our heart cries out to you. Thank you for your love and your care. We love you. Amen. Let's go ahead and let's sing our memory verse together. You should have been familiar with it now. We've sung it one day. Now let's learn it even better.
Has come to seek and to save. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.